Hey, welcome back to another episode of Rod and Flava. I'm Rod.
And I'm Flava.
And what's today?
Makeup Monday! Whoop, whoop!
Yeah! Boy, we're in for a treat. You guys are in for a treat. I'm in for a treat. You're in for a treat. Everybody's in for a treat.
I'm in for a treat.
Because
everybody gets treats.
Because today is a great day. The weather's perfect. The sun is setting. It's starting to get dark. And Flava's got a big announcement. I don't even know what it is, but the floor is yours. I want to hear. What's up?
Well, last week we were discussing Stone Tangerine Express Hazy IPA.
Yes.
Remember that?
I do. Vividly.
Okay. So with that, we were saying how much we thought maybe it tasted like Big Mountain's Lizard's Mouth or Ballast Point Sculpin, just how close in taste that they were.
Yes.
So tonight we're doing a blind taste test or a tasting panel or whatever you want to call it.
We are.
So we have outside waiting for us, actually, three gents that are going to be tasting. But if you notice, I have four sets of tasters.
I did. So you jumping in on this?
No, you are, Rod.
No.
You are lucky contestant number four.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm kind of a ringer. I might be able to guess them right off the bat.
Oh, I would love to see that. I don't know.
You might.
I don't know.
All right.
I'm thinking it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it. All right.
So before we gather everybody up, though, because I know they're getting rowdy. They're getting rowdy out there. A huge shout out to Amanda over at BevMo. She is our local beer snob and my spirit animal when it comes to everything beer. We literally could spend all day Monday talking about every type of beer and what we like to pair it with and just everything. So a huge shout out to Amanda. Got you, girl.
I'm thinking that probably all day Monday, probably like all of the month of June.
Right? Yeah. Right? Yeah. So, you guys ever have any questions, reach out to Amanda over at BevMo. She got your back.
Nice.
All right, so let's round everybody up.
Okay.
And let's get this started.
Let's do it. I can't wait.
All right.
All right. Hey, this is Rod.
And I'm Flava.
And we are back, as promised. We are about to do our beer flight. I want to call it a challenge, but I don't know if that's a
challenge. Taste testing.
Taste testing. And so with this, we got our good friends, and because we love stage names, we got Jersey over here on the left.
What's up?
We got Remy to my right.
That's right, Remy, baby.
And you'll probably know these names because we've talked about them before, but we have the famous Dizzle and Jilly Bean.
Hey!
So, all right. So we're going to get it started. I got to say, I know you're going to go into kind of, again, talking about these beers because we want to familiarize our guests here with them. And afterwards, I think that by the look alone, I can guess what's what. But
really? Can you?
I think I can. But I'll save it for
that point. They have three very slightly different hues.
They do.
One's a little more clear. One has a little more of an amber.
I think I know which one is Ballast Point.
Really?
And I think I know which one is Lizard's Mouth.
Oh, my goodness. If we were in Vegas, we could make some bets.
The other two is questionable, but I guess the taste will, my taste buds will tell you.
One's very frothy.
Yes.
The froth.
Yes, the froth. So, Flava. So
yes.
What can you tell us about these beers again?
All right, gentlemen who are doing the tasting. Lizard's Mouth, 9% ABV, 75% IBU. By Fig Mountain. Then we have Sculpin, which is a Ballast Point beer, 7% ABV with a 70 IBU. And then third, we have a Stone Tangerine Express Hazy IPA, 6.7 ABV with a 75 IBU. Now, they're not necessarily in that order. I do have three cans on the fire top table here. Only for reference. They're not necessarily in that order. So what we're going to do is we're going to start from the left and move to the right. And I think the whole point is to try and guess which is which. Mm-hmm. Because when I tasted them, they were really close. I felt there was some distinguishing taste that separated them, but they were really close. So let's get her started. Mm-hmm. Gentlemen.
Before we start. So we have four of us doing the tastings here.
Yes.
Four guys. And the girls, they're watching. But they have their own...
We have a chalice.
A chalice. Yes. They have a chalice, full top with a nice little foam rim on it.
Oh yeah.
Nice ice cold. I see some condensation on that thing. But I am going to put a guess on what they have in their cups, and I believe that they have Sculpin. Now, after this is all done, you can tell us if I was correct. I don't know if any of the other guys want to suggest what they think that they have.
I think Dizzle's right. I think they have Sculpin.
But, well, that'll be at the end.
All right. Well, that's fun.
Okay. All right. So we're starting on the left.
You guys are starting on the left.
Okay.
All right, so here we go. Comparing colors.
So right. Lefties, it works.
Gentlemen,
better,
cheers.
Cheers. Oh,
yeah. Cheers, absolutely.
Remy, why is your pinky up?
That might be.
Come on, little chef.
That's a socially distanced cheers. That's why.
I think I see rat poison.
Rat poison. Give me. All right, so tell me what you guys are tasting. Be vocal. Mm. Mm. Well, I hear some mms.
Mm, yeah.
Nice hops.
Yes. Definitely hoppy.
Tastes a little, a mango on that?
Yeah, but not super fruity. I don't think this is the tangerine.
No, it's not super fruity, that's for sure.
So I'm going to eliminate the Tangerine Express on this one.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, keep in mind, they're tasting the Sculpin, Tangerine Express from Stone, and Fig Mountain's Lizard's Mouth.
All right, Jersey, what do you think?
I think it's Fig Mountain.
I
second that.
That's what I think.
Wait, so that's which one? Fig. Okay.
I second it.
Yeah, because I never had the other. Go. I'm sorry, Remy.
Yeah, Remy. What do you think?
No, it's light.
I think it's Fig. Oh, I think it's Fig Mountain.
All right.
It's good. I'll tell you that.
Man, if I'm wrong,
yeah. Well,
that's not my
that.
Favorite.
Well, not only that, but I could be loud and wrong.
Yeah.
So.
That's right. That's actually true.
Yeah. I would have to concur with you on that one. Okay. Justin, Rod.
Is there any bias because you guys know Sculpin already? Is there any bias because you guys know Sculpin already? Have you tasted Sculpin before?
We know all three.
I have not. I've tasted Sculpin, yes. Okay. I have not. I have never tasted either one of those other two.
You've never had the Lizard's Mouth?
I have never. No, I haven't. Maybe I have with you guys.
Wow, we've been to Fig Mountain.
But I don't recall.
I've had it, and you've had tasters from mine.
But all right, so I got to rewind back. So we go on a lot of trips with Dizzle and Jilly Bean, and we've been to Fig Mountain a few times and played, cornhole, had fun with the kids, and I could have sworn I got you a Lizard's Mouth.
I'm pretty sure you have. I mean, that's probably like when the kids are playing like the Jenga back and everything, and what was that like? 10 years ago.
It's been a while.
That was prior to them actually serving food at the tasting
this
room.
Is true.
Now they have food and they have dining and you can go there. We're actually up there.
So now you'll remember it.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right. So where's Fig Mountain?
It's up in Buellton. We were up there last weekend and they are serving food. They have a restaurant. Anyways, but
it's wonderful.
Yeah, they have quite the selection, correct?
Rod? They do. They have a great. So, did you have to wear your mask?
My
when you
favorite
drink?
Is my future,
your mask when
my
you
future
walk
ex-wife.
In, and then once
that's
you
my
sit
favorite
down,
beer there.
Then you take it off.
You know? Take it off. My future ex-wife. That's all right. That was a good one.
That was very good.
Yes. They like you said. They have
knocks
a great,
your sandals off.
Yeah, that one was strong.
Yeah. So I will say Fig Mountain on number one.
All right, all everyone. Right. So you say Fig Mountain.
I say Fig Mountain.
Wait,
Fig
Jersey. Mountain. Jersey drank everything.
Well, I had to.
You can't. Well, how are you going to sample back?
I can't revisit. Thank you. He's so confident on his guess.
Wait, yeah. He's like, I'm just going to drug this.
I'm serious. I already know.
Here's the thing. We have enough to refill everyone out.
Not only that, but I actually think I know the second one already.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. Based on the color alone.
Now, Remy,
yeah. Yeah.
Remy, did you? What did you think the first one
was?
Well,
now I'm doing groupthink because, you know, I'm going to say Fig Mountain too.
Okay.
Hey, Remy, we were supposed to start on the left first. Yeah. You start on the right. I think you're...
No,
I'm just kidding.
All right.
He had his pinky up. I didn't mess with him.
We digress. We're digressing. All right. Middle of the road here. Moni in the middle. Where's she at? In the middle.
Oh, yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Oh, that's Tangerine Express.
That's definitely Tangerine.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, that might taste good if you had like an orange in it. Like a squeeze, like a slice of orange.
I agree with that. I can see that.
Nice summer beer.
Really good.
Yeah, if you put like an orange in there, that would be nice.
Okay.
About a slice of tangerine. No, orange would be good. A cutie.
A little cutie. Yeah. A little cutie.
But it, you know, it's light. The color, though, the lightness of it between the two.
It's the lightest.
I would say they're the
closest in color.
They are.
Right?
They very are. Yeah, they are. Almost like a. I know these are IPAs, but like a light blonde, almost like a color. No?
Right, they are lighter for IPAs.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But they are hazy. Mm.
Yes.
So the tangerine, what was the alcohol content?
So, the Stone Tangerine Express, the alcohol on that, the ABV was. I don't want to. 6.7.
Okay.
So it is lighter.
It's the lightest.
It is lighter.
Interesting.
Mm. And it's the lightest in color. So dang, if we're wrong, wow. But
we'll know as soon as we taste this last one.
Yeah, I'm going tangerine.
Then we can switch. Can we switch? Someone has a really good fire going because it smells. It smells like we're camping. That's awesome. It just adds to it. It's so cool.
It does. Being outdoors.
All right, lucky number 3.
So did we get is that a consensus?
Yes, sorry. We did.
Oh, right.
We did.
I say tangerine.
Consensus was the Stone Tangerine.
So there's nothing conflicting. I'm with the tangerine.
Yeah, I'm with the tangerine
when
too.
I
but
do
the
third
one,
I'm
that'll be exactly.
We'll
exactly.
All right. Well, then let's go for the third.
All right. Here we go.
The foamy one.
Frothy. A little froth. A little pinky up.
Yeah. I'm I think we made the right call on the
previous. And this is Sculpin.
Really? Because that's what the tangerine was.
Wait a minute.
The one
we just did.
No.
You mean Ballast Point.
Ballast Point. That's
yeah,
what, yeah,
you
that's
mean Ballast Point.
Yep, Sculpin. Yeah. This is the Sculpin, yeah.
Wait, they're both?
Ballast Point makes Sculpin.
Okay, gotcha.
Yep.
So there's Stone
Tangerine. I
had to eat
a pretzel to balance my palate.
There's Big Mountain.
Smart.
Everything is getting kind of mixing up.
Lizard's Mouth, and then there's Ballast Point Sculpin.
I need to go get him.
I better have another one of that first
one.
I've got to figure out.
That first one.
He needs to circle back.
Yeah.
Jersey needs to circle back. So
this third one is really fruity.
But it's not like, to me, it's a no-brainer. We called it right.
Yeah.
The second beer is definitively the Tangerine Express, in my opinion. I mean, it's
the middle. The middle one?
The middle one is...
Okay.
But we already said that.
Right.
Which, by process of elimination...
You have either Fig or the Ballast Point. So
yeah,
either Sculpin
I think it's
or
Ballast
smell.
Point. Because I already went with the Fig for the first one.
Okay.
So
I'm taking a page out of Remy's book. I'm going groupthink also. I'm going to say Ballast Point.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be my call.
All right. So are you guys ready for... I feel like...
Wait, he wants to...
Oh, you're circling back. Okay, go ahead and circle back.
Right. So.
If you guys are doing this at home, it might be good to do shots of something else first, and then it'll get a lot more fun. It's a bad joke.
Patron, anybody?
We're cutting Remy off right now.
Yeah, yeah, Remy.
I'm having quite a good time.
Yeah, no. That's,
especially
too.
With you with your pinky sticking.
I know. but I used to have like 3 rings on it. You're going to love that.
That must have been.
That's right.
I'll leave it at that.
Those are different days.
All right.
So what
I
do you think?
Confident.
You feel confident, kidding. Jersey?
In your original.
All right. What all about right. you, Dizzle? You feel confident?
One Diz.
I'm pretty sure that the last one is Sculpin.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, what about you, Rod?
Yeah, Hot Rod.
But my taste buds are definitely a little crazy right now because drinking all three of them.
Right, because they're all so close.
They all are very hoppy.
Uh huh.
Okay. They all have good head. Hey. Remy, why are you looking like that? Why are you looking like that?
Hey, leave me alone now.
Come on.
And he's evaluating his glasses again.
Give me arthritis.
Jersey's over here. He's quiet. Like, I was talking about.
I'm with you on this.
Jelly Bean, help us.
Oh, yeah. Remy was delighting in the nuttiness. Certain tanginess.
Here we go.
Special somebody.
All right, so are you guys ready for the reveal?
Yes.
Yes, hit us.
All right, I feel like Maury. And the results are. So, I'm going to put these in order. The first one was Sculpin Dallas Blake.
Oh, no way.
Groupthink messes up.
You guys were all 100% on the stone tangerine being in the middle.
Yeah. And then.
And the very last one was the Fig Mountain Lizard's Mouth.
Yeah.
Which and it tastes the best.
I think you put it in your mind because Sculpin is typically my favorite beer.
But not only that, but Sculpin's usually, Sculpin's usually darker. I'm surprised.
He messed us up. Yeah.
But you know. Well, also because the fact that when I did try the third one.
Mm-hmm.
It did taste a bit different, you know. That's why I was eating the pretzel. I'm like, wait, this doesn't, Sculpin, it tastes a little bit different. But I'm like, maybe it's just my mind playing tricks on me because I've been tasting these other beers.
That's how close, with Fig Mountain changing their IBU from 102 to 75, that's how much it changed it up.
Wow.
That it's so close with Ballast Point Sculpin now. And they did that because... They do batches and they send it out to the masses, and whatever is more popular, that's what they roll with. So they brought back the IBUs down from 102 to, they dialed it down to 75 to appease to the masses. And that's good and bad, I feel, because good, it appeals to more people,
right.
But bad because now you're tasting a lot like some other beers.
Right. It is not the typical lizard mouth.
The first one was the Ballast, right?
Yes.
And the last was Figueroa.
Yes.
Correct.
But why don't we do this, guys? Why don't we just taste? Let's taste between the two and see how close they really are.
Here's my other question. I love that.
Let's
do that, and then also at the end, which one's your favorite?
I already know which one's the favorite for me, but I'll say.
All right, Jersey, what's your favorite?
Well, hands down, it's the Tangerine Express.
Wow.
Nice.
Hands down, that one popped for me.
Okay.
That one,
it has a little pineapple in it, too.
You know me.
That's what did it.
So the very first to the left is actually Ballast Point.
Correct.
Okay.
It's so light. It's very light.
Yeah.
And I don't recall it ever being...
I know, visually, looking at it, it's the clearest.
It looks like a light, like a light ale.
And it was the hoppiest. So that's why I thought it was a lizard's mouth. It's light and it's very hoppy.
Mm-hmm. But yet now I know.
Now that you know what it is, it tastes like what it should be, right?
Exactly, the very first...
And that's why we did the blind taste test.
Yes.
The very first time I ever had a Ballast Point, it was actually Sculpin. This was years ago. I don't know how far it goes back, but it was from...
We were at California Adventure.
Exactly. It was from Flava. Flava, we were at California Adventure, and they were doing... They have
the... That was the catalyst.
And she's like, oh, Dizzle, you got to try this one. So they poured it, and
where were you at California Adventure?
Were you not the wine tasting one, but the one on the other side. There's two different...
Yeah.
Tortilla, whatever it's called.
Yeah, Mission.
Yeah, it's on the left side, not the right side. If you're looking at it, and so we're on the left side, and they poured it there, and I'm like, wow, this is a really good beer. Mm-hmm. Had a lot of flavor.
It was a hot summer day. Yeah. It was refreshing.
Yeah.
And also, which is very cool about Ballast Point, the very first brewery, microbrew that they put into Downtown Disney, is Ballast Point.
Now, I have to ask you this, because we haven't been there. How many taps do they have?
Oh, my gosh.
100?
There's a lot. I mean, when you look at the walls, I didn't realize they have that many beers. I mean, there's probably at least over 100 beers, taps, they have hanging on the walls.
Uh-huh.
But the ones they have flowing, I'm going to guess at least maybe 50.
There's
We were there at Christmas. We were there in December, and they actually had a Christmas brew that you tasted it. And they only had it there in downtown Disney.
Right.
At the, Ballast Point. Anyways, and it tasted like pine trees in the forest. Mm-hmm. You can taste it.
Oh, interesting.
And the aroma, it was really cool. It was like a wintery, Christmassy flavor. I don't know what they called it, but regardless.
So the next time you go, one of my favorite all-time beers is I tasted at California Adventure.
Really?
Carl Strauss Red Trolley.
Oh, yeah.
I've had the Red Trolley. They actually have Red Trolley over at Rustic Burger.
Do they?
Yes.
What I'm seeing here
is California Adventure has some cutting edge beers.
Yeah,
But I just and some crowd pleasers.
I just thought it was really cool that
parents that don't want to remember.
How much are actually spent?
It's the happiest place on earth. Yeah.
Until you see your, until you see the bill. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to
it. All right. Well, let's do a group cheers.
Yes. This is wonderful.
And thank you guys for participating.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Cheers.
Cheers. Absolutely. Cheers.
All right. Lots of cheers.
Hold on, Rod. I missed you.
Oh, there we go. Did I get that there? All right.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Fantastic.
You can definitely taste the difference now. I just went from Ballast Point. I just went from Ballast Point back to Figueroa. Oh, yeah. You can.
I went to Tangerine.
Now we can taste the difference.
I feel like I'm drinking a light beer.
Can I change my I think they have Figueroa now. After all the tasting and the looks, I'm like, girls definitely have Figueroa.
So what is
we
it?
Do.
It is Mountain Lizard
Mouth. I was wrong.
Cheers.
All right.
Well, so we're going to go ahead and wrap this part, this segment up, and we'll be right back with you in a second.
All right. Hope you guys enjoyed.
Well, that was a lot of fun.
That was. I stand corrected because I totally screwed the pooch. I thought, honestly, that first one, hands down, was Lizard's Mouth.
Well.
And, I stand corrected. But, in a sense, I'm actually kind of happy I was wrong because the last one tasted so good. And I'm thinking, I love Lizard's Mouth so much, and I cannot believe that, wow, I'm actually liking Ballast Point. No disrespect to Ballast Point, but I thought, wow, maybe my taste buds changed.
Well, Lizard's Mouth has been your omega of beers for a long time.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to see that it didn't fall from the graces.
It didn't. It did not. But I should have trusted myself when it tasted that good at the end. I should have said, wait a minute. We even did the revisiting. I should have said,
I know.
It's not, but I want to let you know a little secret, and this is honest to God.
What?
When you brought them out, and I saw them, Lizard's Mouth, just so you know for the listeners, it had the perfect head on it, of foaminess, and I knew right off the bat, that's Lizard's Mouth.
It had the perfect little lizard's head.
It did. But then when I tasted it, I went against it. It's like that multiple choice test where you know the answer is B, and you mark it. But then you view your test, you go, well, shoot, maybe it's C.
Always pick B, baby. Always pick B.
I know. Or maybe it's C or D. So you change it, and it's wrong. I had it right, and I blew it.
That's all right. A huge thank you to Remy, to Jersey, to Dizzle, Jilly Bean for hanging out and helping us. And biting the bullet and really taking one for the team to do the taste testing.
Yeah. I know. Tough things to do. So that was great. So I hope you all enjoyed that, and we'll have to do that again soon.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. So California, back to phase two?
Yeah, that's what we're hearing. And for all of you that are our loyal listeners out there, you know what we equate phase two or stage two to. Just go ahead and refer to 21 Jump Street, because I'm thinking, no, I'm back to tripping major. Yeah, we're tripping major sack. And wow.
Very disappointing. It is.
And I feel for like the bar owners out there and the wineries and the breweries.
Does that include breweries too? I only heard wineries and.
If they don't serve food.
Oh.
If they serve food, you're kind of safe. The bar is closed, but you keep the restaurant open, which means, in essence, you can serve your beer, but just not at the bar.
It's a catch-22.
It is, but if you're one of those breweries where that's all you do, and we know some like that, I feel for them because it's such an economic burden. And I know we like to keep it lighthearted, but I got to be honest, I'm speechless. I feel so bad for them because we got to get this economy going. We all know everything going around. We're not going to get into it. That's not what our show's about, but you guys know what's going on in the world and in the nation.
Well, now I truly see how speakeasies got started.
Yeah.
For real.
You know, you're right. You're absolutely right.
I'm like, I can truly see how it in our nation, how it got started and why they were so popular.
Yeah. So is this going to be the decade of the basement coming back?
Oh, my goodness. I wish we had a basement.
Oh, gosh.
I really do.
Yeah.
Man. So.
So here we are. Summertime.
I guess officially. Yes, yeah. We are officially.
In summer.
In the middle of summer.
In summer. And I want to ask you, Flava, and for our listeners out there and for those that email us, that follow our Facebook page, thank you, thank you, thank you. But and if you follow our Facebook page at Rod and Flava, got a question for you. What is your perfect summer temperature? Now, that's for you listeners, but I'm going to ask Flava too. For summertime, like if you had the power of Mother Nature, you could pick any temperature you want it for each day. You can give a variance.
You know, you always throw me off with this. You always pull something out of the hat for me.
I know. Where would it be? What would be? You could give me a single degree or give me a range. Where would you want it to be?
Oh my gosh. Well, I know my perfect summer temperature. Sorry, is what I call a Sacramento night.
Okay.
And it's like the perfect body temperature. It's not hot. It's not cold. You can run around in your suit. There's no wind, so you don't have any wind chill, not even a breeze. So if we're 98.6, I guess it's 98, 99 degrees.
At night?
Yeah.
In the day? Wow, okay.
No, all it's right. The perfect body temperature. It's a perfect Sacramento right. night. So I would say 98 degrees.
Okay.
97 degrees.
All right.
Body temp. Not hot, not cold.
Ooh, you like it hot. All right. I'm a little lower. Mine would be like 80 to 85. That's my range.
I don't know.
I'm talking daytime. Daytime tip, 80 to 85. Now nighttime, give me like your Sacramento night, and I've experienced those where it's true, it's like zero wind. I'm thinking 75 to 80. For me, a nighttime temp with zero wind.
Is that what it is? There you go. Is that what it feels like? I don't know. I was thinking body temperature.
No, that's fine. No, I'm talking ambient temp. Ambient. Outdoors. Outdoors for me?
I don't know. You're going to hit me with this after beer tasting?
I know. But I'm thinking, I mean, like tonight, you know, it felt good. I mean, we didn't really, it was almost a Sacramento night, but it was a little on the chilly side. To me, yeah, Sacramento night, you're looking at probably like around 80 degrees and up.
Okay, then 80 degrees, I don't know.
But during the daytime, 80 to 85 to me is perfect. I'm going to hit you with one more, though. If you could pick anywhere to go for vacation.
Okay.
Within reason. All right, so don't be going like Bora Bora and all that. I'm talking about.
Oh, I was going right there. Over the water with a pool.
Disclaimer. Keep COVID-19 in mind, but if you could pick anywhere to go, where would it be? Where would you go? And what would
where would you go?
You know what? I would want to go to, we'll do it fictitious. Anywhere Lake, USA. Picture a lake about maybe the size of Arrowhead. Arrowhead would be nice too. Where you could boat. You could fish. You've got a nice cabin-style house that literally has like that lakefront property, so you can walk down there in the morning. You got the beautiful sunset. So if you're sitting on that deck, you're watching the sunset. You're drinking a good wine or a craft beer. you know, and then you wrap around to your other deck in the morning, you're having that cup of coffee. That's where I'd want to go. Just quiet, serene, that when I'm there, I don't feel like I am in 2020. That's what I want.
Well, it sounds to me like you want to still social distance.
Well, yes or no? No. Well, I don't mind. Bring some friends. Let's bring Remy and Jersey and Dizzleback and Jilly Bean. Bring them all. I wouldn't
Jenny
mind that.
Jenny Jammer,
yeah, bring them.
Bring them.
Let's all hang, which is fine by me. And just, I guess for me, I just want to be unplugged. Just unplug me from the madness of 2020. Give me the serenity and the fun with good friends, good food, good beer, good wine. That's my, I guess, ideal perfect vacation for this year, if I could pick anywhere to go.
Well, perfect. And you know what I have to say? Cheers to that.
But cheers to that, yes.
Mm. And I say, that's a perfect plan. I love it.
Ooh, look at you sneaking that in. Okay, what did I, wow. Wait a minute, what did I just cheers to? This is...
Well, you know I always got a few tricks up my sleeve.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Blood Orange, WIT, and it's by Refugee Beer.
Could be a refugee on that lake I'm talking about.
And they're out of Temecula.
Wow, okay.
So this is Temecula Valley, local fruit in it, and... I don't know much about them. This is the first time I've ever had their beer, but it's really good.
Yes, it is.
And it truly is like having orange, blood orange.
Yeah, it's you can really taste it. This is a really fruity beer.
It's a Belgian ale. It's a Belgian light ale. And it's brewed with oranges and that's what I'm tasting, coriander.
Yes.
This is really good.
It's really good because you kind of slid out. I had a little bit of lizard's mouth left, and I didn't even notice you switched it out. Like, wow, for the record, hey, okay, I got it wrong earlier, but at least I picked up on, like, wait a minute, this is something different. Like,
well,
wow.
I would hope so because this is, you know, an ale.
Yeah.
And it's a 5% alcohol by volume and with only a 16 IBU. So that's a huge difference from what you were having.
There's no bitterness.
Really light. At all. This is, you definitely taste the blood orange. And this is, I think it just tastes kind of beautiful in my mouth, actually.
It
that
really
coriander
does.
Has that.
It does. And now that you revealed the can, I'm looking, and you know what? As far as the pour, you know, it gives you little directions and it says, you know what, swirl the last 10% into your glass. And
that's true of a lot of beers.
It is.
People don't know to do that because you have all of that flavor at the bottom just waiting and you got to swirl it up and mix it in.
No, it's very true. Maybe we'll talk about that in a future episode. But yeah, there's different ways to pour different beers and a lot of people don't realize that. Just like the nitro, I used to love Left Hand Milk Stout. It's one of my favorites, and it's on nitro, and I love popping that bottle in front of friends and pouring for them, and I literally turn the bottle all the way upside down, let it just dump, and they look at me like, what are you doing? And then they realize, after the pour is done, they're like, how's that possible?
Right.
Well, it's because it's on nitro. There's a different way to pour it.
Yeah.
If anybody out there, we'll talk about that later, but if you have a milk stout on hand, you've never done it that way, you're actually pouring it wrong. You need to tip the thing all the way 180 degrees and let it dump into your glass. So with that said, I know it's been a long night.
We got to wrap this up.
We do. I know. I could talk forever. I look forward to next Monday and talking about some of those adventures. And I know for you listeners, stay tuned because in a couple Mondays, we have a very... very special podcast episode coming up that will go a little bit out of our norm. It may tug at some people's heartstrings, and I'm not going to give any more away, but you definitely want to listen to it. It's going to be, I think, amazing. Actually, I know it will be. So,
all right.
All right, with that said, I'm Rod.
And I'm Flava.
And stay tuned for next week.
Ciao.